Yes, that was one thought to say. Maybe the cotton's machshava does help. I do, maybe no. Mokamud leis ramale. It could be the reason why the cotton brought this korban eila from the south side to the dorms, to the sofin, not because he knows dalochis, not because he has kavona l'shem a korban eila, but just maybe there wasn't place there. Stam leis mokamud leis ramale. He had no other place to do it, so he brought it here. That's the question. In such a case with Nikam, Yitoich Maisov, is that Machshava called a good Machshava or not? Rashi says it means Lefi Royis Einenu, from our eyes, the way we see what he's doing. Avleinu Anu Yoidim Moisa Maisa Zil Hashem Machshava Zu. We do not know 100%. We just see him doing an action, and to us it looks as if he has Kavona. Even though we're not sure, that's the question, is such a Machshava considered a Machshava or not? Samora said back, he said back, Honami Omro Rabbi Yechonah Chodeh Zimna. This case also Rabbi Yechonah already said one time. The Tanan, we learned like this, a Mishnah Machshirim that says, Hamala Peirois of Lagag. If someone brings up his fruits on top of the roof, he brings it up to the roof. If Naya Knima, he wants to keep it free from the bugs that will go into it, so he brings his peiros upstairs on the roof, it should be clean there. Now the Yorah Deleim Tal, and dew comes down over it on it at night, and he had no intentions, he had no das, he did not want the dew to come on it. Therefore, the locher is Einon Bechiyutan. That's not considered Bechiyutan. Therefore, it's not Hukshel Kabel Tuma. Rashi said Lanichalei for Haytagos. First, really, is not desirable with this dew. For heavy hechsher, mill is not cold like water went on the pre that you put the water there that you had das Yonicha with it. Laridul Day Tumason. Why the binyan ki yutan dimyu the chayitan the nichalei? With Ashna posted that usually the aloch is by peiros by food. It's not makabu tumo until first it had a hechsher. It means water went on it. Now either you put the water on it yourself, or even if the water goes by itself, also it's hechsher. But providing your nichalei, you're happy with it. Over here that you're not happy with it and you do not put the dew on it. Therefore, it's not hukshar, it's ein b'chiyutan, even if a sheretz touches it later, it does not become tomei. But what's going to be v'im niskavinakach? Let's say when you brought it up there, you had intentions that the dew should come down on it. Rashi says, whether bein b'shaslo at the time when he brought it up, or even later on, but as long as the dew did not dry up yet from the peiros, and you have das yonicha with the dew being on the peiros, now it's called Roy Lakabotum, it's called Hukshur. Ezareyim Bechiyutan. Now what's going to be though? Helum Cherish Shait of a Kotan. Let's say though, a Cherish, deaf and dumb, a Rosh Shait of Fool, a Rosh the Kotan, that they do not have Das. Let's say they bring it up to the roof. So it says clearly, Afa Pishin Eskavnu Lakach, even though they had in mind that we should bring it up on the roof and the dew should wash it off, that they wanted the dew to be on the Paris. Still, ainav b'chiyutan. Still, it's not considered when the dew goes on it as if it was done midas, and therefore it's not hukshel kabel tuma that these peiros will not become tonei. Why the Mishnah Gemara says mifnei sheyesh lehem maisa v'yein lehem machshava? Because true, they have a maisa, but not a machshava. Rashi says shein machshavte machshava. The hechsher, this in the hechsher lekabel tuma, the machshava to tonya machshava. V'hai ma'isa the liyai here, they did a ma'isa bringing it up. Lav ma'isu the b'vnei achnim helam. The fact that Stam the cotton brought it up to the roof, the main purpose why he did it was it should be free from the insects. That's why he brought it up. Just later he's happy that the dew goes on it. So that's called the machshava alone, and that's the klal. The cotton does not have a machshava. In other words, his machshava is not murdered, it's not called a Hechshel Kabel Tuma. Now on this Mishnah, V'yom Rabbi Yechonah said, Loishonah, when did we learn this? That his Machshava is no good. Elosh Loi Hefach Ben. Only if the cotton did not turn the fruits upside down on top of the roof. Aval Hefach Ben, let's say it turned it upside down. He turned it around, in other words, that the dew should go all over the Paris. Then, Hareza B'chayutan, yes, then it is considered B'chayutan. But since it's Nika Mitoich Maisov, what they're doing, that since because of this action of turning it up and down, even though we're not 100% sure, but it looks to us as if they're doing it for the purpose that they want the towel to come on them. Or even Rashi says, the case is li'achas yirot ha'tal aleihem. After the dew came down on the peiros, now they go and take and turn it upside down, that the dew on this side should fall on the other side, that we say is a ma'isa mechiach. And Arash Zafa Pish le'pirish machshavta, even though they don't tell us clearly what their machshavah is, but hoyu v'nikush adayta l'kach, harayim b'chiyutan. You see clearly that it is called the good machshavah. If it's only nikur, if we just see, we could tell that's what he means, even though we don't know 100%, that's also called the machshavah. So what's your shayla? So Gemara says, yes, hocha kami borli, this is my question. The Yeraisa d'Rabbanan, that Rabbi Yechon's mashma, that is Maisa, which is Machshava, which is Nikar Mitzvah Maisa, is called a Machshava, is that a svar even with Yeraisa, to be Seimichon, even Lakula? Rashi says, can go boy in Liel, where he brought a korban oila, from Durham to Tzofen, could we say that the Shechita is kosher? I do maybe know, oy d'Rabbanan, maybe over here it's only a chumer with d'Rabbanan. That when the Rabbanan were machmah to say it, the cotton turned over the Paris upside down. When the dew is on it, we see clearly he wants the dew. So therefore, the chumer we say is machshava, is called the machshava, that it could be royal the kabbal tumah. But maybe only with d'Rabbanan the chumer, but not midi raisa to be mekel. That's my shayla. So on this, that was my shayla. So now the Gemara says, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Masni Yochan. Nachman Yitzchak learned this question like this. That Omer Rabbi Chiya Baraba, that boy Rabbi Yechon himself had this question. Cotton, yesh loy maiso, or yein loy maiso, what's the halacha? Does the cotton have an action or not? Is his maiso called a maiso or not? On this Omer, Le Rabbi said back to him, what's your question? Viti boy le machshava. What? He only asked the question if he has a maiso, if we see it does an action, if that's good or not. Why don't you ask the bigger question? Is his machshava alone enough? If so, maish, no machshava is loyka miboyle. What's the reason why you did not ask the question about a katin's machshava, just his thoughts? Because the Tanan you learned the Mishnah says clearly, ein lehem machshava, that a katin's machshava alone is not murder, does not help the kabatumo. If so, maisa nami loyki boyle. You should not ask the question about a maisa either. Because the Mishnah also said the Tanan we learned, yesh lehen maisa, that they have a maisa. If they have, like before, where they hollow out the terrace and chokakam to make a kli out of it, and then they use it to measure where they have a maisa, it's good. So what's Rabbi Yechon's question? So Gemara says like this, chokakam ibol, this is Rabbi Yechon's question. This halacha that a maisa they have, the Mishnah before, again, where they hollow out the terrace and they use it to measure a measuring cup, the eraisa, is that a svar midi eraisa that their maisa helps? It's mamash makabel tumah midi raisa. Oy the rabbanon, maybe even that is only midi rabbanon. Even when they do a maisa gomer and they mamash hollow out the pre to make it fit to be used for a measuring cup, maybe that's only a chumim midi rabbanon, not midi raisa. That was the biyechon in shayla. Uposhet, he was poshet the shayla. The locher is yesh lehen maisa fiyafilu midi raisa. Yes, when the cotton does a maisa gomer, like over there, he took the pre and he hollowed it out and then he measured with it. He did a maisa gomer to make it into a kli. Even midi raisa there is called a kli, and it would be mekabel tumah. But ein lehem machshava kafilu midi rabbanan. But in the case where they did not do any maisa, just the machshava alone, like there where they brought the peiros up to the roof and just left it there, even though they're happy with the dew on it, that's nothing. And afilu midi rabbanan, it's not huchshel mekabel tumah. But machshavtoi nikeres metoich maisa. But in the case where the cotton took the peiros up to the roof, and after the dew went on them, he turned it upside down. So that's called the maisa, which is nikar. It's called the machshav, is nikar matech maisa. That's my shaylo. Midi eraisa, he was pushed through like this. Then such a case, midi eraisa ain loy. Since it's only a machshav, it's not a real maisa, we do not know clearly. Therefore, midi eraisa, it's not makabatuma. Even though the cotton turned the peiros upside down, we have to be afraid. Maybe midi raisa is machshava, is not called a machshava. But midi rabbanan though yesh loy. But midi rabbanan in such a case will be machmut to say yes, that these parents are called b'chiyutan, they would be hukshal kabotumim midi rabbanan. Then achnami, the kshavla before, where cotton takes the korban oila from Durham's side and brings it to Tzofen's side, the shechita would not be good. Here's the shavla midi raisa. Midi raisa we say, even though it's machshavta nikeres mitoch maisov, it's love klum. Does not help. Now, boy, minei Shmuel Rav Huna. Shmuel asked the shaila from Rav Huna. Minayin, how do we know the halacha? Minayin lemesasek pekodeshim. Shupasol, whoever does one of the dollar avoiders by kodeshim. That if he's mesasek, he's thinking about something else. So it's posol. Shenemorot, the posol says, v'shochat as ben ha-boker. So we dash and say, shchito l'shem ben boker. What's loshen v'shochat as ben ha-boker? Means b'shan shchito, you have to know what you're doing. You have to know you're doing a shchito in a behema. So Mora says, Omaloi, zub yodeinu. This I know, l'chathchila, you have to have kavona l'shem shchitas. But l'akiv minayin, how do we know to say, if you don't have kavona, if you're mesasek, even with the evidence posol. How do I know that? Because by kotchim we need shino akos of lakev. So Talmud Lema, the Pesuk says, liritzoinchem tezbechu. That would dash the means, ledaitchem zavuchu. You have to shecht it, ledaitchem. So Rashi says, shono akos of lakev. So Rashi explains what's called misasik, by kotchim, the great misasik, pesakin lakbiya. You're oisik in picking up a knife, or the zot, you just want to throw the knife. And now you throw it, and it shechs the kotchim. So now mischazim l'shum shchit at all. Rashi says, "Do avo neskavnu l'shum shchit to biyalma." But if you know you're doing a ma'aseh shchita, even though you don't have kavanah l'shem kotchim, then avadi is kosher. That's called stam kotchim, stam shchit is kosher. Just elish loy ol l'baylam l'shum chayva. Just you're not yotzo, the baylam is not yotzo v'chayv. Tosis learns a little bit different. Tosis learns nearer the high mesach to the kotchim. Like he knows he's cutting the simonim, just learn the shame zvicha. He doesn't have kavona to do with the shame of zvicha, the shame of shchita. So by chul in such case will be kosher according to everybody. Only by kotchim will be posel. So kids, how do we know mesasik is posel? By kotchim, we have these two psukim teachers, even liyakev. And again, we once spoke out, even though there's a psul mesasik b'chol terakulu, by other places, by Shabbos, by other places, but by kotchim, by the avoid, I would have thought to say, think there's no psul. Because again, these avoiders are not avoiders hodom. They're avoiding the behema. The mice of the behema has a shchita. The mice of the behema has a zrika. So I would have thought to say the mesasik is also kosher by kotchim. Therefore, I need a special posul to say no, that mesasik is posul by kotchim.
Yeah, Mishnah says, Yeshchitas oivik kichovim nevela. If a goy makes a shchita, so it's a nevela. Means it's psula, goy can't make a shchita, and therefore it's a nevela. And therefore, matama b'masa, if a Jew comes and carries the animal, he has tumas masa. The Rashi says, a goy makes a shchita, afilu kilchosa, even if he does it the right way. And even v'achirim roi noisai. Still, there's a psula, goy can't make a shchita. And here, Taka doesn't bring down the posse. The place before, in the base on the base, he said the posse when he was ovachto, that's how we know that a goy shchita is posse. So, where's the question? Nevela in Isuri Hanoloi. Mashma for goy made the shchit its own in a nevela. It's like the animal died without a shchita. But that's all, but it's not also Bahano. Meaning to say that we don't say the goy shechted it l'shem avoid the zorah. If he would have shechted l'shem avoid the zorah, then it's like an avoid the zorah. Takrubus avoid the zorah, that's also Bahano. So our Mishnah doesn't hold like that. So something more says, Man tan who's the tan of our Mishnah? Om Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Abba, Om Rabbi Yechanan. The like Rabbi Eliezer, our mission is not like Rabbi Eliezer. The Rabbi Eliezer, Omar, he says, we'll have a more later about this, that stam machshev asavik echovim lavores echovim, stam magoy when he makes a shchita, he always has in mind to do with the shem avoy dezoro. Therefore, his shchita makes it into a takruvas, like this is being brought from avoy dezoro, and therefore it's also b'hano. And our mission just stam says it's nevela, mashm is not being done the shem avoy dezoro. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Eliezer. Another verse says, Rav Ami says, Hochi Ketoni. This is what our Mishnah means to say. Shchitas oivik yichovim nevela. He's not arguing, just saying another halachah, that the Mishnah says, the shchitas of a goy is a nevela. Ho demin liavores kichovim. We have a person that's a min. A min means he's attached. He's attached to worshipping Avodah Zarah. And a chanami, then we would say stam that his shchit was done l'shem avoy dezora. Yeah. Rashi says the min of his chovim means b'min Yisrael, even a Jew. If he's addicted, he was attached to avoy dezora kamari, And his shchita tak is worse. His shchita is worse than a stam goy, and his shchita would make it into an avodah zarah. So be yasa bano. That's what Rami's halacha. Or the min means even a Jew that's attached to avodah zarah is slavato chovin. And Tanina bring a proof lot of Tanur Rabban Lundan Abrais like this. Shchitas min la'avodah chovin. Mashu even if a Jew, but if he's odig, he was attached to avodah zarah, so he say most probably his shchita is being done now. L'shem avoid the Zoro, so he's bringing it like Takrubas avoid the Zoro. So it's Mamish Yisosa Bano. So Shchitas Min B'Slavas Rechovim. Pitoi Pas Kusi. The pass of this Min, his bread, is also like the pass of a Kusi. And Rashi brings down that the Seder's Rem Shninu Amhoy Rebeleza Pas Kusi Kibose Chazir. Same thing like man eating pig meat. So he also brings this down. Pirkei Rabbeleza, Baron Toy says, Pirkei Rabbeleza, Yesh, the Yezuz Uzubovel, Ben Shaltiyat, Ben Yeshua, Ben Yitzodik, Nidwaisam, Shalosh Meyas Kahanim, Shalosh Meyas Tinoikus, Shalosh Meyas Sifrei Torim, Vayotokin, Valavi, Mesherim, Umesem, the end of the Mikan Omru, that Koloicho Pas Kusi, Kiloicho Bosa Chazir. See, also, even a Jew, if he's Odik and avoid the Zoro, he has a locha like he's like a Pas Kusi. It's also Tita's bread. And also Yainam Yain Esach, the Jew is worship of a Zora, he has looked like a guy, that his wine becomes Yain Esach. And Svarav, if he writes a Sefer Torah, Sifrei Kos Kusmin, it's like written by Kishuf, that he's supposed to burn them. Like Rashi also brings down more Masech to Gittin, that Sefer Torah Shekosu Min, Yisorav, he's supposed to burn it. And Peroisav Tfolin, if they have that Peros, though that Peros are Tevil, meaning to say, Lamaisa, they're a Jew. Like these are only the chumris, but not lakula. So if they have fruits, so if they have peris, about the person was tevel, you have to be choshe, didn't take up chumris and maizes from them. V'yeshem, some say, avabonov mamzerim. Who are then the children of mamzerim? Rashi says, she'ne makbed alishtoi, umafkiru, they're not makbed on their own wives, and they're mafkiru them to other people. Say for the bonim are mamzerim. The Tanakama doesn't say this last halacha. They hold ishtol umafkiru. Their wives they don't give away, so therefore their kids are their kids and not mamzerim. But the other lochas they agree. So Mar says now, oh mama, what we just said before, shchita savi kechovim lavelo. If a guy makes a shchita, it's in a velo. So therefore it's considered like a diet by itself without a shchita. So that's tumas lavelo. But the more of a nechesh, why aren't we afraid by stam guy nechesh shem minhu? Maybe it's a min, maybe it's other to avoid the zara. Saras Amishta Takis say that Stam Shchiz Rakum is only in the veil, it's not also Bano. Why not? Let's be afraid the Stam Goy is the Min, and let's be afraid maybe did L'Shem avoid the Zoro. Omer Nachman Omer Rabba Baravuah Ein Minim Biyumas Ovi Kechovim. No, we don't have to be afraid that there's no Minim Ba'avoy Kechovim. So Freddy Markash, what does that mean? Ave Kechazin and the Iko, we see about that there are some Goyim that's really attached to avoid the Zoro. So what it means to say is, Eima ein roiv of the kachavim minim. Roiv of the goyim are not minim. We'll soon see. And what does this mean to say? Sov lo yhod ki hodi oma rabbi chiyah barabba. Oma rabbi yechanan. That nochrim shabu chutz loretz. Means goyim today, like in chutz loretz, asar eretz Yisrael, lav oiv de avoy kachavim. Hein, they're not really worshipping avoy de zoro. Ele minig avoy seim v'yodeim. They're only doing over what the fathers did. But they themselves do not really mean to do with the Shem Avoy Dezorah. So therefore, Rav Goyim just act like that. They still have the Minig Abisayim, but they're not really called attached to Avoy Dezorah. So even though there are some Minim, but they're a minority. So therefore, we're not Goyzer, Ruban, Otam, Yutan. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Ein Rav Azichav Minim, Hilkach, Hevilu Minim Yuta, Ulam Yutla Chashinim. Yeah. Vashkleima ein teres min amin adichovim. Even a goy that worships avoid the Zohar doesn't have a loch of a min. That's what he meant to say. And Tzayis Taptayis also says, Hilkach beretz Yisrael nami en adukim kol kach shiyu maiseim l'shem avoy adichovim. He's in chutz lords today, bechlal they don't really worship. They only do what the fathers told them. And even in Eretz Yisrael that they really do it, but they're not that much attached. Therefore, a stam shchita of a goy, if he doesn't speak out, he doesn't do it in church, he doesn't do it by his avodah zarah, stam shchita, we don't say it's been done l'shem avodah zarah. Yeah, it's more than this. Omer Rav Yosef Bar Menuhmi, Omer Rav Nachman, Ein minim biyumas avdi kechovim. There's no minim. The goyim don't have a loch of a min, that they're not that attached to the avodah zara. Smor says lamai. What do you mean to say? What does Rabbi Yosef Bam Yumi mean to say? Ilam, if you want to tell me l'shchita, that for hilchas shchita, like we just learned in our Mishnah, that there's no minim b'umas avichovim. Smor says hasta shchita min the Israel. Omato asiro, like washing the be that way. We just said before min, even a Jew, if he's attached, if he worships avodah zara, his shchit is also, it's also by norm. So the other kachavim boy, for sure, if you can have a guy that we know he's attached to avodah zara, if we know he is, savad his shchit will also be also by norm. Not just tam nevela, be done l'shem avodah zara. So what are you telling me? There's no minim by a guy. Before we just said rove with them or not, but here it's mashma. Even if you know he is, still it's not. Why not? El rather lo maridim. You want to tell me as loch of the maridim? They have a gemara in avodah zara that the minim you let a mamish throw and kill him. You let him throw him down to a bore. Rashi brings down. Avlov de kechovim of samagoy. They're also roy a Jew that's a shepherd. Behemadaka bechoshe they steal a lot. Afilu yisrael le malam le maridim. Not allowed to throw them down. Just if they're down, you don't have to bring them up. But it says the min, you're allowed to throw down and kill them. So if you want to tell me the maridin, sahashta the Yisrael maridin, if you have a Jew that he's attached to avodah zara, you're allowed to kill him. If so, the other kachavim boy, if you have a goy, there is also a min. Avadish, you're allowed to kill him. Like, why not? Elarad, he meant to sound like this. Omer Rav Ukva Bachomo Lekabel Mihem Korban. It means like this, that we can't be Mekabel a Korban from a min. No, forget it. It means say that there's no din minim. That you're allowed to Mekabel a Korban from a goy, even if he's a min. Even if he's attached to avoid the Zoro, but if he wants to bring a Korban, L'shem Hashem, in the base of Mikdash, we're allowed to be Mekabel it. And Rashi says, the Mekabelim Korban Mikulam. You can Mekabel a Korban from any goy. Or Makrivenois to L'mizbeach. Yep. Now, Shenke, in the min of Israel, we will not be Mekabel. That's the chiluk. Why? The Tanya learned like this. The Pasuk says, Mikem. You bring a korban from you, from a Jew. So, with Hashem, B'loi Kulchem, not every Jew could bring a korban. We don't accept a korban from everybody. Loitzi es ha-mumer. That we take out a mumer, a Jew, that's a mumer that does a veris lahachis, we don't accept a korban from him. Or he's a min, we don't accept a korban. But the diik is, Mikem means Bechem chilat, only by a Jew. We made this difference. But not by Goyim. By Goyim, we didn't make this difference. And even if a Goy that's over the avodah zara, even if he's a min, still, if he wants to bring Korban, Allah Hashem, in the base of Mikdash, we accept it. Yeah. For the more Mimai, who said that's Pshat over here? Dilma made Yokkoman. Maybe that's what the Pasuk means to say. Mi Yisrael means Mi Tzadike Kibul, Mi Rishur Le Tekabul. By a Jew, only a Tzadik in Mekabul Korban, not from a Rosha. But by a goy, maybe klal loy, maybe the possible means to say you don't accept the korban at all. Mikem means only by Jew there's a difference. But maybe my goy and bechlal would not makabla korban at all. Somewhere says loy, you can't say that. Loy second, don't think like this. The tiny learn like this. The possible says ish. Ma tam loy mi ish. What's the extra ish? Is le rabbi sovdik chavim. Is le rabbi sovdik chavim she noidrim nidorim unadabas ki Yisrael. That a goy could also make a neder to bring a korban and we mekabel it from him. Sometimes that's the locha. If a goy brings a korban, we accept it, even though the goy is odik na'avodah zara. There's no hichus min by a goy negeya to be mekabel his korban. But by a Jew, there is a locha. The Jew's a min, the Jew's a mumer, we're not mekabel his korban. That's the pasuk mikem v'lo kulchem. Only by a Jew, not by a goy. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, "What to metama b'masa? If a goy makes a shchita, his shchita is psula. So if so, it's like without a shchita, and therefore the korban is has tumas masa. The behemah has tumas masa. For the more pshita, of course, what the chiddush? Kibun nevela he metama b'masa vada. Since it's a nevela, every nevela has tumas masa. This week's parsha. Omar Rova says, "Ochi k'tona." This is what the Mishnah means to say. Zu metama b'masa. This type of an animal here has tumas masa on it. True. But there's another type of an animal that a goy does a shechita to it that could be worse. That a mamash has a tumah like a mace, the animal, that if you bring it into an oil in the same room, it's metama you also. What type of an animal is that? Where does an animal have a loch like tumas mace to the metama even in an oil? You're not even touching, you're not even carrying it. You're just in the same room, under the same roof. So Mara says, Zu tak ruba sovesh kechovim. That Allah, anytime you bring an animal for a korban to avoid a zorah, tak ruba, if this animal itself is being brought to the avoid a zorah, it has loch like tumas meis, has amish tumas bioil. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Then only this animal here has tumas masa, because the goy did not do it the shem avoid a zorah. But if you do it the shem avoid a zorah, it's much worse, it has tumas oil on it. Or Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. It looks like Yehuda ben Maseira. We'll soon see that's it, Russia. That takrubas avos chovim and mamish like a mace. And ikad the army son say Omar Rav. Hochik, that is what the Mishnah means to say. Zum et tama b'masa. And now Mishnah, when a guy makes a stam shchit that has tumas masa in the vela. But the eshlo chacherut is another type of an animal. She kazu shem tama b'masa v'yena metama b'yoil. And there's another type of an animal also the same way that does not have tumas oil, only tumas masa. V'yezu zu, which other animals like this? Takrubas avos chovim. Or the loy kabud ben b'seira. So that's the other way to make the diyuk. Yikud Yarmi says no. Our Mishnah is mashma not like kabud ben b'seira. But our Mishnah means to say at all times, whenever a guy makes a shchita, the most you'll have is only tumas masa. You never have tumas oil, because even though they bring it l'shem avoid the zara, still it does not have tumas oil. It doesn't have tumas mace. Not like kabud ben b'seira. Where is this halacha? The tani will learn like this. Kabud ben b'seira oimer. How do we know this halacha taka? Someone brings a korban. L'shem avoid the zora, it's a takrubas, it's being brought for the avoid the zora. It has tumas oil on it. Shneim the pasuk says vayitzmedu lebal por, that they worship the bal por. Vayoichlu zivche meisim. The pasuk calls it from that korban that they ate from is mamish eating from a mace. So you see, the pasuk said is a takrubas, a korban for avoid the zora. Like a mace. If so, the diik is ma mace metama b'yoil, just like a regular mace. If it's in a room, it's metama anything else in the room. The tuma goes up to the roof and comes down again. Is af takrubas avos chovim metama b'yoil. That's Shabbat Shalom. Say with Aloch, it's metama b'yoil. Yeah. The Torah like it brings down here. Marsh Moach the Rabbonin do not make the sekish. The yol takrubas avos chovim is not considered like a mace. Yes, that's the machlokes. You would even say in the rabbanim. Yeah. Yes, Toys don't want to say linyan isuri hano. Everybody agrees that it's also the hano. It's only a machlokes. So we would have tumas meis. But isuri hano, like the more before said, that everybody holds. Or takrubas Hashem avoid the zor and echnami. It's even also the hano. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, since now the Gemara doesn't bring down the drosha, how do we know shchita sakim is possible? It's interesting. The Gemara doesn't bring it down. So he traces Josh before from the pasuk of Vezovachto, Mashma, who can make a shchita? Somebody in the parsha has the mitzvah of eating a korban through a shchita. And since a goy has no mitzvah, Vezovachto merely can make a shchita. That's traces Joshua. Vezovachto, Mashata Zaveich. Traces Oise Shubar Zavicha. You have to be in the mitzvah of Zavicha. Lafur Gavichavim. That they're not in the bar, in the parsha of Zavicha. And so he says, who are then of a Jew? His oichon of Elis Lahachus, he's also not in the parsha. So that's why he says, the Chiddush, so he's behold then, a Jew that does these Averis Lahachus, he eats in the Velis Lahachus, midirais then his shchita will not be good. The Mishnah says here, ha'ashechet belayla, if you make a shchita at night time, or as v'chein ha'suma sheshochat, if a blind person makes a shchita, shchita osak shera. So let me say, if somebody else watched him and showed that he did a good job, so Mikra Adin is Shchit was kosher. So Mer says, HaShreichit Diyev Adin, Mashman B'Diyevit, you should check that night, or else the Summa. But L'Chachil Allah, L'Chachil, you shouldn't check the night, you can't see what you're doing, or you shouldn't let a Summa check, like we're not sure I'll do a good job. Where Minu, I have a question. In Tosefta it says, L'Olam Shechten, Bein B'yom Bein Laila, no, at all times you make a Shchit, whether day and by night. Bein B'Rosh Agag, Bein B'Rosh Asrina. Whether on top of the gag, on top of your roof, or else on top of the ship, much more places in all times you can make a shchita. So even lechatchila, and now Mishnah's mask has only b'diyevid. So Mera Popo b'shavuka kinegdoi. That to set the sun where you have a light. If you have a torch that lights up for you in a climb, then you can make a shchita lechatchila at night time. And Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, they can bring a proof also that our Mishnah is talking about night time when it's dark. The Tony Hossam himself over there, Dumi the Yom. There it says, Leon Shechtim Bain Bayom Bain Belaila. Mashma at night time, though it's light, like daytime. V'yochin, our Mishnah says, dum yedisuma. Here it says, you could shech b'dievet at night time, and by yisuma. Just like a suma, it's always dark for him, who wouldn't hear our Mishnah means, where it's laila. So where it's taka dark, then it's only b'dievet that it's kosher, not like a tchila. But if you have a lantern there, you have a torch there, or today, if you have a big light there, nechtami, that we mutter even like a tchila. Alright, we'll stop here.